USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the states hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
We're going to have the approval of the Title 32 National Guard activation. And we're providing all of this again, like in New York, at no cost to the governor, meaning to Governor Newsom and the state, no cost to the state. It enables the governor to provide robust National Guard support to the state. So they're going to have control of the National Guard. Federal government sending. These are incredible people that are being sent. We have 8 large federal medical stations with over 2,000 beds. And that's going to California. And then Strategic National Stockpile Order. We've ordered likewise hundreds of thousands of different items.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Some members of the Senate are now in quarantine. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, has now said he's tested positive for the disease caused by the new coronavirus, becoming the first member of the Senate to report a case of COVID-19. He said in a tweet that he's feeling fine and has put himself in quarantine. Rand Paul is a doctor, and he said he had not had symptoms but was tested out of abundance of caution due to his extensive travel and meeting of many people. He said he was not aware of any direct contact with any infected person. While most cases of COVID-19 are mild and tens of thousands of people have recovered, older people and those with underlying health problems are still at a higher risk. The vast majority of people recover from the new virus. According to the World Health Organization, people with mild illness recover in less than 2 weeks, while those with more severe illnesses may take 3 to 6 weeks to recover. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As the coronavirus continues to spread, doctors and scientists are searching for a cure. Dr. David Ho is leading a team of researchers at Columbia University hoping for a cure. On MSNBC, he was asked if it would be faster to use a current drug against the novel coronavirus.
Yes, for a licensed drug, then we could immediately apply it. But some of the drugs that are not yet licensed but have gone through human testing, for example, there's another drug called remdesivir, which is being tested. The rationale behind that usage is, in fact, higher in that remdesivir has been shown to have activity against the SARS coronavirus, which is highly related to COVID-19, and also against another coronavirus called MERS. And there are two large clinical trials that are ongoing in mainland China, and we should have readout in the near future. And if that should work, that drug could certainly be scaled up reasonably quickly. But repurposing a drug to be an effective agent against COVID-19, we would have to be very, very lucky. I think the most effective drugs are going to be newly discovered, and that's going to take time. As we previously discussed, that's likely to take a year, 18 months, or even 2 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.